This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This football season has been painful for Eagles fans. It's been very disappointing in light of what was billed as a possible Super Bowl year for the Birds. Heading into today's matchup with the Detroit Lions, many Eagles fans are a little woozy from Sunday's loss to the Buccaneers. So I decided to ask Philadelphia sports comedian Joe Conklin to help design a first aid kit for those who bleed green.
First thing we got to do, arrange for the Eagles to play the 76ers. They don't beat anybody.
I want actual things that go into this first aid kit.
No. You got to tell Coach Chip Kelly to run that hurry-up offense in slow motion. It'll confuse the opponents.
No, I'm thinking booze and ice pack.
Nah. Here's what we got to do. We got to go to the racetrack and take a team picture in the winner's circle. See that? Positive thinking. They'll put it in the mind. You're in the circle, they'll think they're winners.
Well, no, maybe more like a highlight reel of great plays from the past. Like I know this one. I actually saw it. Like DeSean Jackson, when he was an Eagle, he ran back a return against the Giants. He ran the whole field, and he scored. It was beautiful.
Oh, the good old days. That'd be a good idea, just bring him back on the team. But no, I think what you have to do is replace the cheerleaders with grief counselors.
Oh,
that'll throw them off.
Well, what would they? What would
we
they
need
chant?
The grief. Come on over here, sis. Boom, ba, e, a, g. No, no, please don't jump off that bridge. Don't jump off that bridge.
We're not.
You're worth it. Stay here. You're worth it.
Eagles fans aren't that dire yet, are you? Although I know,
yeah, they're close.
I know you have some shtick where you do the voice of Chip Kelly. You do a lot of voices, and he's staffing a suicide hotline. And we don't take this kind of stuff, you know, lightly, but we're doing a little bit here. So maybe you can give us a taste of that. What if Merrill Reese called the suicide hotline?
Hello. This is Merrill. How you doing? Chip Kelly, suicide hotline. Yep. I've been at the same job for 38 years, and I've never gotten to broadcast an Eagles championship. Yep. I know all about it. It's been a lifetime of frustration, a life poisoned by incompetence and mismanagement forever. I'm going to jump off the bridge. Here we go. I'm on the bridge, moving from left to right. I'm wearing my brown trousers and a nice tweed sweater with white numerals. Here I go. I'm jumping in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You're so morose. What would it, well, someone suggested to me maybe a Chip Kelly dartboard to just get rid of that anxiety.
That's not a bad idea. I kind of like that. With you know, throw a dart at him, do a shot of whiskey, and then throw another dart. You got to combine it somehow.
Well, what about comfort food? That's always good to put in a first aid kit.
Get a nice piece, a giant piece of, not pumpkin pie, but humble pie for Kelly to eat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. And then, you know, I was thinking like the serenity prayer. Some things are just not in our power to control.
Not a bad idea if you remember it. Lord.
Do you know it?
No. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot. Yeah. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that my team cannot do, to change the defensive game plan, and give the coach the wisdom to know the difference.
Oh, Lord, grant us a win today against the Lions.
There you go. I'll take that.